Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Today we're kind of going to talk about a seasonal type podcast, and it's the wish list, because Christmas is right around the corner, and I know I added a lot of stuff that I want. It's pretty much for fishing, right?
So wait a minute. We got to be clear that this is going to be strictly about fishing. Yes. I don't want to hear about how you need ballerina slippers.
I already have plenty of those.
Okay, all right. And not a terry cloth robe or...
That's good.
Those are dad gifts too, you know.
Now that you're making it tough. But anyway, let's just concentrate on fishing, and you can be quiet for a minute.
Well, listen, hey, wait. Now, we gotta make sure we cover this with you, because, you know, you are the kind of person who would really get a lot of benefit out of, like, a gift card to Krispy Kreme. Mm-hmm. Or Dunkin' Donuts, you know. I mean, that is something that would
fit you. You know why? Don't waste your money. I already got a VIP membership.
Do you?
Yes. I can get three dozen a month. So please don't waste your money. But anyway, let's talk our fishing stuff, because you know, when you're an avid fisherman, hunter, fisherman, whatever, there's always more.
Or if you go a couple times a month, like Brad,
or never ice fish.
Yeah.
But anyway,
like Josh. Hey, it's Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Come on.
Let's get along.
Tis the season to be giving, and I'm ready to give him more.
It's so hard not to just rip on him. Anyway, so let's talk about I got some expensive stuff that I probably won't get, but there's some stuff that, you know, doesn't break the bank, you know, that hopefully I'm going to make sure my wife listens to this podcast, because there's definitely some things. And if you guys being buddies, you know.
Listen to this.
Anyway, so let's talk about... I'm going to start off expensive, and then we'll get into more realistic, because expensive to me is anytime you're dropping a few hundred bucks, right? I mean, that's something where you're not just like, God, you know, you got to actually think about spending that money. At least I do. So, you know, we've been out ice fishing over the last several years, and it's funny because I have this old unit that I put in.
That's what we've heard.
In an old ammo box with a small battery, and, you know, just to be able to
teeny old. Teeny.
Yeah, it's just teeny. But it's to, you know, it's more of a depth finder than anything, and it just doesn't work as a flasher. And then I fish with Mitch, and he's got this Vexler.
So,
and I'm always like, hey, dude, can I borrow your Vex? So that's what I want, a Vexler. Now tell me what you have.
Well, I've got a FL18. And there's 24, 12 is more basic.
I got an FL24 too.
anyway, sorry about that, everyone. We're focusing here. Bottom line, if you don't have a Vexlar and you don't have much money, get the 12, because the technology is the same. It's going to be able to show you the fish, and that's what it's for. Yeah. I mean, some of the more expensive models have better features and different features and stuff, but I'm telling you, a flasher will be the deal changer for you if you aren't fishing with one.
It's frustrating because the unit that I use, I mean, it gives me bottom and stuff, but when you're using like really small jigs and stuff, you just can't see it. And like on your Vex, you can see the fish coming. You can raise your 8th ounce, 16th ounce jig, whatever size it is, up right to them.
Yeah.
Jig it in front. I mean, it's unbelievable. Right, so that's what I want as a Vex.
All right. So the moral of this story is you want a big unit if you're going to be a flasher. Is that what you said? Right?
I know that's what you got out.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. Now let's talk about something that's more useful.
That's
right?
All junior.
Let's talk about something that's more useful. Let's talk about something that's a little more something that we could use, like when it's open water, when the rest of the crowd that's normal fishes.
Hey, we're talking about things we want.
There's plenty of open water stuff I want.
I like the Vex.
All right. So you two are starting off with ice fishing stuff on your Christmas wish list.
No,
he already has one. Yeah. I just started.
Oh, that's what you wanted.
Okay. I was asking for his advice.
Okay.
So what do you want?
What do you want?
Well, I'm with you. I want some open water business.
Yeah. right?
I love my EGO slider net. It's one of the best things that I've ever bought for fishing. Well, first, you know, you've got to catch fish to be able to use a net. So that's what I like about it, because I use the net a lot. Yeah. I need one in the boat.
Well, we fish together, so I'm casting.
Listen to him. I love netting Brad's fish for him.
Yeah,
so, all right. So I put a lot into that net. You know, it's my tool that I run all day long.
Right.
And they're just amazing. Yeah. The reach that they'll give, the storage capability.
Yeah, the storage.
The quality. That, you know, our nets, we all have them. I guess I'm saying this more for our listeners. If you are looking for a new net, go step up.
And EGO nets.
Yes.
They are by far the – I mean, we've all went to them for a reason, right?
Right.
All the guys in the circuit that we fish with all have them.
Right.
And it's because they're dependable, the storage capability, they're built good. It's just a great net.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on that. Yep. I would take another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, and I know a lot of guys, especially guys in the Great Lakes area, they use, they have two nets. They have a bigger net for the bigger fish, right? And that would be the only knock I would have on EGO nets are, some, you know, the hoop is a little bit on the small side when you start getting some of the bigger fish. But, if you have the bigger the guys that catch a lot of the bigger fish, Great Lakes or salmon or whatever, they will carry two, you know, one.
Yeah, those are for those 20-25 pound, you know, kings.
When they can, and they can be. I mean, that's the one thing I would say. I mean, there is a little bit of a clinch factor when you got a 10 pounder and you're reaching it full extension out. I mean, it is, you know, it.
Well,
it
when you it. Have it like 15 it fills feet it. Out, yeah, listen, that net is small. Now.
Yeah, yeah, but it no, fills it.
But you know. Just so the listeners know, I mean, that's a great net. All-around purpose net for 99% of the fish you're going to catch.
Yeah.
If you want to spend around $100, that's the net to get.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And so for me, my top part of my wish list, and I discovered it with the purchase of one, and it was actually on an accident. So I was looking to replace one of my Leadcore trolling reels with a line counter with a new Abu reel. So a new Abu Garcia reel. I didn't know exactly what the model was, but I knew that they had come out with a newly designed line counter reel that was going to be deeper so I could fit all of my lead core line. Mm-hmm. So I go through and I'm looking and I order one.
You were talking to me about that. Yes. I was like, oh, yeah, Josh. That's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, so it was the vine leading the blind. So I talked to Brad and I said, well, do you think this is the right one? He goes, oh, it's got to be. It's got to be, right? Because I typed in the search line counter. Mm-hmm. It only pulled up two. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, this has got the, you know, I like the manual line counter over the digital. I thought, well, this has got to be it. Well, it wasn't. But what I did figure out with the delivery of the one was it's the Abu Ambassador line counter, and it's the one with the – I like the manual line counter. They have both. They have one with the digital and one with the manual. But anyways, it was a pretty slick little reel. It is smaller. It is lower profile, and it is absolutely ideal with the line counter for running bottom bouncers.
Bottom bouncers.
It
ended up being a great
reel. It was awesome, right? So I have one. I need three more because I'm on a mission to replace my bottom bouncer reels with these line counter reels. And if anybody has ever taken somebody fishing, like when I take Mitch fishing, and they're not so good at knowing when they feel the bottom with their bottom bouncer, they, you know, it is. It was great.
That was funny.
it is great to be able to say, look, we're in 20 feet of water. You need to let out 27 feet on your line counter, and that should be about right for, you know, whatever we're fishing. So that is something that on my wish list.
Reel.
Yeah, it's something that's on my wish list. So, Brad, any more flashing units you have?
No, but I am going to go with, because you can't ever have enough. I already got trays of them. But, and this will lead us into, because I know you guys are going to want the jointed ones, but I want more flicker shad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can never have enough. I like the flicker minnows, flicker shads, and I'll be honest, the plastics, we went through a pile of plastics this year.
We did.
The ripple shad are just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, they work great in the spring, mm-hmm. right? And it was funny, we were out, middle of November, and we were casting them. And we were wiper fishing, me and Mitch were. And 6 for 7 or 7 for 8?
Yeah, I was 6 for 6, then missed one on my 7th cast. I had them on and it came off, and then caught one on my 8th cast.
The ripple shads are great. And it was the bigger ones, too. It was the 4-inch ripple shad.
Yep, 4-inch natural shad.
Yep. That's my favorite.
Ripple shads,
that's my favorite.
It's a great swim bait.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, so and I love the way it works.
And they're not expensive, but
You know, I went through packs of them last year because we were on the water so much. But I definitely need to replenish, and that's something that's affordable.
Yeah. Well, once you buy one color, you want to buy them all. Well, so, you know. Yeah. Yeah. And, well, that's the problem. You said Flicker Sheds. Well, they just came out with a bunch of new colors. And so, you know, I mean, I look at them and think, I always reach for the, you know, the pearl or the mouse or whatever color you want to call their shad-looking flicker shad, but that's always the first one I reach for, no matter what. So I could have 55 other colors, but that one is definitely going to be
the first
one.
And you're
going to
go for sevens. Yeah. We're going to go for fives.
Yeah.
We've talked about this in bait selection before.
But it's crazy because – you know, I look at their new colors. I'm thinking, oh, yep. And you got to have at least four because you got to put, you know, you got to have four Rogers.
You have to have them.
So, you know, I start to look, and before you know it, you know, you're buying four of each color, and there's seven new colors, and before you know it, you're
$250. Yeah. But now they are a reasonable.
They are
for crankbaits. They're very reasonable. And you know what? We use a lot of different cranks, but I think I always fall back to the flicker shed.
Well,
I mean, I do. It's reasonably priced and it works.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, and I'm peeking over at Mitch's list, so I know he and I have the same, which is the jointed.
Oh, I didn't put it on it because I knew you guys had it. That's why I brought it up. Who doesn't want that?
I was a fan of the jointed shad wraps. I liked those, but with the flicker coming out with the jointed, I just think it's going to be.
Oh.
It's
This spring, it's going to crush it.
Yeah, I really do. I think trolled, I think cast even more. Yeah. I think casting those are going to be even better than trolling.
Yeah, you know, a guy told me years ago, I went out trolling with him years ago. And, you know, a lot of our lakes out here, pretty small, heavy pressure.
Yeah.
You know, they just, you know, how many thousands of shad wraps have they seen? You know, and now even flicker shads, whatever. Right. But he told me, he said, you know, when a bait comes out with, you know, there's a brand new crankbait or even new colors, mostly new baits that are going to give off a different vibration, a different sound in the water and everything, that they will be a hot bait for a couple of years because it's new and different.
Yep.
And again, it's kind of changing up. The walleyes aren't used to seeing it, you know, whatever fish you're going for.
You know, what's interesting is Salmo was one a couple of years ago or a few years ago where that was big, right? Salmo came out.
Yep.
They were that little bit different shape, a little bit different wobble. They, you know, everybody was on Salmo. So now you still have your hardcore Salmo guys, even though they cost a fortune.
Or the live target.
Oh, my gosh. That was big.
You want to talk about breaking the bank.
But you know what's an interesting bait probably, you know, from a long time ago is Hottentots. Mm-hmm. You know, so those were huge for a long time. And then they kind of died off.
They're starting back.
And then they started back.
I started using them again last year pretty good.
You know, and everybody's got a couple boxes of Hottentots that sometimes make the trip, sometimes don't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it never fails. You throw those on and all of a sudden you can't keep them off. Mm-hmm. And because it's that different bait, more aggressive, that, you know, that sound. And it's so I think – that's my excuse, right? That's why I tell my wife, is why do you
have to?
I have to, because this year they're going to be great. Next year they'll be great. Then I won't catch a fish on them for five years.
But they don't go stale.
They don't
go bad.
Yeah, they don't go bad. It's not like, you know, your cookies or something. Yeah, it's,
Hey, the day my wife sells a spool of her yarn she doesn't need it right then.
Right.
The day I'll sell my crankbaits.
Exactly. You know, and so I stack them up. But, you know, I'm going to go back and look at that box and be like, I haven't used these in a little while. Let's put those back out and let's see how they do.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of the other, and I think those are going to be awesome. But
I'm excited.
I am too. Yeah. I think if guys are looking at something to start getting their arsenal ready for next spring, it's that Berkeley Flicker line, the minnows, the shads, the jointed.
Yeah.
It's a quality bait, and it really does work well.
Right. Well, and I have a feeling the next jointed one you'll see, and I don't know anything for sure, but I think the next one will be the Flicker Minnow Joint.
It's got to be.
It's got to be, right? You know, it's going to come out and, man.
I have no idea either, but it just seems like the next progression.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I got something that I guarantee that you would want, Mitch, and you would want for Christmas. If you could guarantee it, because I know I do.
What's that?
A 12-pound plus walleye.
Well,
see, if I could guarantee it, like if someone could buy me a card that says you're guaranteed it, that would be my. I wouldn't want the Vexler.
Yeah. I would just be good with one present.
Just one 12 pluser.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that would be. I'd go for
paired in with a bunch of 6-8s.
Yeah.
I got qualified.
Yeah. You know what I mean? On tournament days.
Yeah.
That 12er needs to come on. Day two of the tournament.
Yeah. Yes.
And really, you know, Christmas came early for me since I've caught a 13-pounder back in the day.
I have
never. So this Christmas, I'd like a 14-pounder.
Yeah.
I'll be happy with a 12. I'm not greedy.
No, I think that one we got in Escanaba was pretty close.
No. To 10.
It was 32-plus inches. I think it was pretty close.
Yeah, it was a big girl, but it wasn't a 13.
No, I don't think it was 13.
Oh, you mean
but
close
I,
to
I,
12?
But I think it was getting close to 12. To 12. It was definitely, it was, that was.
But I want a guaranteed one.
Yeah.
Let me guess, you two caught that pre-fishing, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Not during the tournament.
Oh, no, not even
that's
close.
What I want for Christmas.
I don't know what to talk about.
That's what I want for Christmas.
That was the
I want
first the, fish we caught up there, though.
Yes.
That was a way to set a precedent.
Yeah, you guys are like, worth the drive.
Yeah, that made the entire trip from Colorado to the UP absolutely worth every mile that it took us to get there, you know? And so,
Anyway, back to gifts.
Yeah, back to gifts.
What else do you got? I got one other thing because, you know, in the spring.
Hey, you just went.
No, we all went together.
That was kind of a group.
It wasn't a group.
All right. Go ahead.
Jeez. Am I okay?
Go ahead.
I just want to make sure I'm okay. But
that's a loaded question.
So, no, because the spring, you know, I know when you read stuff on mono, they always say it's good for a couple seasons, and they say that fluorocarbon's good for 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But, no. Nah. I mean, we replace all of our line sometimes twice during a season because we do a lot of fishing, so that might be it too. But all my trolling rods, we put up that Berkley 10-pound XL on there, and all of them. So I need about 1,000 to preferably 2,000 yards of that.
I need the big spool.
So I could get by with 1,000, but bigger is better.
Yeah.
You know, I want more, so that's my – and that's – it's not a super expensive gift, but it would be something that if you guys
you
are
would cherish there, it
mm-hmm. and love it.
It would be my favorite.
If you guys are getting into this and listen to our podcast about trolling and you know pole and bottom bouncers and trolling rods and things, you want to run that 10-pound mono, whatever you choose. I like me and Mitch both like the Trilene XL. But go a 10-pound.
And I do the XT.
Yes, and that's a good one too.
Yeah.
But it's still the Berkley X.
Yeah, absolutely.
10-pound. But so when they're doing all these different baits, when they do the dive curves on the baits, it's rated for 10-pound.
Yep.
So at that 10-pound, so that's why you want to stay at the 10-pound for trolling rods.
Yep. And this would be the year of the reel for me because I really need to start replacing. I mean, I'm at that point where I have spinning reels that are. Things that I might hand down to my kids, right? Because it's a good excuse for me to get another one and upgrade, right?
Yeah.
So I have a couple of reels that I've had for quite a long time, you know, and even the brand name is worn off it, you know, and not that it's anything wrong with it, but it would be a great reel for my 8-year-old and daddy can get a new one. So I last year I bought one of the Abu Revos, the SX spinning. And, I like the black and red. I think it looks pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I bought that, and I have been super impressed. I mean, what a great –
What rod are you running that on?
Well, I like the Fenwick the jigging rod from Fenwick. Is
6.5 foot? Is that what it is?
6'6".
Yeah.
And, and it's the – it's you know, it works pretty well. And it's designed for jigging for walleyes, and it's, it's a pretty good rod. And so I really like – that combination, but like everything, right? You buy one to try it, see if you like it, and now I like it, now I need four. Mm-hmm. So I, or at least another one or two. So that I definitely am a big fan of the new Revos. They are very smooth. The drag system worked great, and it stood up to the beating it took getting kicked around the
Do those have a felt drag in them, or what kind of drag do they have?
No, I don't think they have a felt drag. No. I think they have that carbon fiber drag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that they do.
Yep. And so that and, and I'm going to buy another reel rod combination for my girls. They're both getting older into that age where they can graduate from the closed face, kid rods to the
202s.
To the spinning rods, and so we might go with the Fluger spinning reels for them.
Mm-hmm.
So because that's
I tell you what, and we ran them a couple times all season I ran the and they're inexpensive is that the Contender too. That's actually a pretty good reel.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean for $25.
Right.
You know, it's the Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Contender, and I just wanted to try them this year just to see how well they held up.
Yeah.
And fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty smooth. They're balanced pretty well for that. It's not a Revo by any means, right? I mean, but if you're just getting someone into, spin casting reel, that might be something that'd be a good year two reel for. I mean, do what you want, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And kick them around and it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of the big thing, you know. And like if you're a guide, you know, you hear the nightmare stories all the time of guides just get stuff stepped on, broken, destroyed. You know, stuff like that is inexpensive, but will stand up to a pretty good beating. And if it does get broken, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg to fix.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Well, that kind of wraps up our wish list. I mean, with
of course, there's more.
Well, there's always more, right?
We could go on and on.
Yeah. We haven't even talked about boats or motors or rafts or.
We're trying to be as realistic as possible. I think I stretched it with the Vexler. I didn't even want to go into the Lowrance like a new 12.
Yeah, you know, right. But, well, they're coming out with that new live scan model, which they just came out with.
Okay, I take it back. I want one of those.
Yeah. I looked at it.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
And a 12 pounder.
Is that going to be kind of a similar technology to the Garmin?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but they are going to be able to. It's going to be live scan. It's going to be mapping. It's going to be all that stuff right at your fingertips. So you're going to be able to create maps, everything. It's the next step up from the Carbon. So it's the next in line, you know. And I'm actually Gen 2. So
would you want that or a guaranteed 12 pounder in a tournament?
Well, I catch a lot of 12 pounders, so I'd go with the Lowrance.
I'd go with the 12 pounder in a tournament.
Oh, so would I.
I would, yeah. Because then I could be like, eat it. So, hey, we're going to wrap it up tonight. From everybody here at All Eyes on Fishing, we'd like to thank you. We want to get a shout out to Berkeley and Abu Garcia. We've talked a lot about it, but we do truly believe in their product. It's really good. You know what I mean? We love their product. We wouldn't tell you if any. About them if we didn't truly believe in them.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, check out our website at alleyesonfishing.com. Follow us and like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter for fishing picks, articles, all kinds of good stuff.
Yep. And if you guys are looking for this podcast or looking for an easier way to listen to it, remember, we're on iTunes, Spotify. Find us at alleyesonfishing.podbean.com. And make sure you go in and leave comments and give a rating. It helps others find us. So it's a great search tool to help people find what was just rated one of the 7 best podcasts by InFisherman.
Yep.
And so we are, awesome. We're pretty proud of that.
And
so,
thanks a lot to the listeners.
For listening. And we appreciate it. And we have a good time sharing this information with you guys. So.
Have a good night.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thank you for joining us. Join us again next time, where we discuss all of your favorite fishing topics. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our videos on YouTube, or read our blog at alleyesonfishing.com. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.